Yes. Oh, gosh.
Hey, John, you want to do some TV?
I'm gonna need to move that.
No TV today.
But I'll call you guys.
Let's do Dear Drew instead. He's got to move that.
My wife has been
move that.
In North Carolina.
First question comes from Tina Marie Jordan. Dear Drew, are the Texans training in the Northeast again this year? I hope so. It's better for them to actually focus on football and not surviving the Texas heat. Yes, Tina Marie, the Texans are going back to the Greenbrier in West Virginia. It's a beautiful area, nice and cool. The high was about 82 on the worst day last year. So, yes, they're going back to do training camp there. They're going to do a little bit here in Houston too, but West Virginia will be the place. Larry Sank Robinson, Dear Drew, does the coaching staff believe they've reached the desired improvements in the offensive line, particularly on the blind side? Yes, the Texans coaches do believe the offensive line will be better than it was last year. Julian Davenport is in year two. It looks like he's probably going to start at left tackle. Had some starts last year at the end of the season. Did some nice things. There's a lot of promise there. So, yes, the offensive line is better in their opinion. Natalie Boone, Dear Drew, how is JJ's progress going? What exactly is he able to do at this point? Well, JJ's coming back from the knee injury, and he's been on the side field while during OTAs while his teammates have been working out, but he's running, lifting weights, doing calisthenics, and getting closer and closer to coming back. I think you're going to see him during training camp and maybe even a little bit during the preseason, but certainly week one. Joshua McCarty, Dear Drew, who do you see starting at tight end? Well, I think the odds-on favorite is probably going to be Ryan Griffin. He's done that before. He was injured last year, had the concussion. But if not him, maybe Steven Anderson actually led the group tight ends in receiving yardage last year, catches as well. So one of those two guys, and you're going to see some contributions from the rookies. I'm sure Jordan Akins in particular. But if you had to pin me down and have me name a starter, I think it's going to be Ryan Griffin. Man, it sure was fun. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next week on Dear Drew.